Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast, hosted by Michael and Ryan, the founders of Amazon FBA University. Today, we are going to talk about post-purchase cycle, really how to maximize both your customer lifetime value and really how to connect with customers on a platform that wants you to do anything but that, right? So Amazon's whole game is protecting customer information. They're customer first. They're not Amazon seller first. And so you, as much as possible, once someone buys it, you really want to maximize, one, how they feel about your product, and two, how they remember you for that product again or other products in your catalog. So, my man, post-purchase, at this point, you got the sale. Good job. Good shit. that's we'll leave optimization and conversion for other apps. But what are things both physically, like that accompany the product, that you like to do, and then anything on the digital side as well?
Yeah. And I think the two go pretty much hand in hand, right? In terms of like connectivity and really looking at that kind of like post-customer experience and how we convert customers from, you know, effectively being Amazon customers where we are third parties to sell using Amazon to then converting them into our own space, something that Amazon completely is against. For me, I do this in a couple of different ways, right? And for me, it really starts at the point of purchase and how I really package the items that the customer is going to be receiving. So, you know, you got to think about, and this kind of works for different products, right? So like what I'm going to talk about doesn't work for every single product. It depends on the type of product. So now let's say you're selling an electronical product. Let's say you're selling a, you know, you would never sell this, but let's say you're selling a washing machine, right? Too, way too heavy. You never sell it, but yeah, whatever. You're selling a washing machine. Now, because it's an electronical product and there is electronical components inside it and there's an element to it, I would offer a warranty with an electronical product like a washing machine. So I'd offer the customer a warranty. It would be in clear writing on what we call an insert card. So it'd be an insert card or a form inside the package, which would say, hey, you know, if you want a year's free warranty, scan this QR code, and that QR code would point to a landing page. The customer would fill out their information and bang, they would also then get an email and be registered inside of our landing page. Our form would collect all their information and now they're registered for the year's warranty. The benefit of using a warranty, in my experience, from what I found, is that customers are very hesitant to action on. I don't know if they, you know, submit the warranty, then they forget about it. But I've only ever really been called out on any warranty I've offered for customers, probably 2% of the time. You know what I mean? Based on those that claim it. So I think customers do claim it, then they forget they have it. So it's a great way, not to say that you know you're not going to assume liability here, but it's a great way to capture information where most customers, you know, they're like NPCs, they forget about this kind of stuff, you know, they go about their business. But when you have that information, the whole point of the insert card and offering the warranty isn't just to improve the customer experience and the customer service. It absolutely is, but there's also an ulterior motive, and it really is to get the customer's information, for which now you can then start to further, you know, send marketing emails. You can create, you know, personalized offers for that customer, and you can try and get them back into your business to increase the long-term value from that customer. You know, let's say, for example, I then started selling detergents or, you know, washing powders, for example. I now have a whole host of information on customers who have bought washing machines. When you have a washing machine, you're going to need detergent, you're going to need, you know, powders, etc. So that's a whole new like marketing book where I could just, you know, start targeting those guys and say, look, hey guys, since you guys are returning customers, you know, I've got buy one, get one free on laundry powders. And then bang, you've opened up a whole new market for people who already trust you. They've already bought from you and they're ripe for, you know, existing kind of opening up that long-term value and getting more dollars out of them, right? So that's kind of how we do that. You can also do like social media giveaways. So let's say you had a different type of product. Let's say you were doing a children's golf set. What you could do, and something that I've done in the past, would be to say to the customers, hey, you know, tag us on Instagram. Here's our social media handle. Tag us on Instagram. Show us a video of you using the product, and we will enter you into a competition. One in 20 people will win a $20 Amazon gift card. Now, by doing that, they're giving you media, so you're getting the shout out on social media, which you can then repost to your story. So anyone following you is going to see that you have actual real customers. And what you can also do, obviously, with the customer's permission, is you can reuse the media that they tagged you in and put that on your own page, which again shows the world that you have a bunch of different customers, and it increases your brand value. And people can see that, hey, you know, this is a real thing. It looks cool. I like to see it being used. And hey, I want to buy it. So you've got a link to your Amazon store in your bio or your Shopify store, etc. So that's another great way to do things. And then the final way that I really like to, and this is kind of like the ultimate way to really capitalize on the post-purchase experience, is to create a community. So let's say, for example, you can use platforms like Slack or Discord, and you can create communities around your product. And again, this isn't going to be applicable for every single type of product. It's going to be applicable to very specific products. So let's say you sell, and you know, I never recommend anyone sell this, but let's say you sell resistance bands or like, you know, portable gym equipment. Now, most people who buy that type of product are, you know, on a journey, on a fitness journey. They're either, you know, looking to work out whilst they're away from home, whatever, or they might be overweight and they're looking to lose weight. But you can kind of segment all these kind of people into roughly the fitness space. And then from there, you could create like a Discord community, and you could have, you know, challenges that you throw out. You could have, you know, discounts that, you know, go out on blast. You know, next 50 people get 50% off these resistance bands. And you could show like the journey of people. Like if someone's on a fat loss journey, you could show them using your product and gradually losing weight, which then you could show out to your social media. You could get people that have purchased it, have people that haven't purchased it into the community, segment them, and then really start to build something which extends just from, you know, hey, a $50 product to something which people really feel a part of. And that does wonders for your brand value. So those for me are the three ways in which I like to look at the post purchase experience and really try to increase that long-term value from any customers that come through, you know, Amazon doors or Shopify stores or any other doors I'm selling products on.
Yeah. And it's hardest on Amazon. So it's not hard. Like if you get a purchase on Shopify, let's say on your own website or whatever you use, WooCommerce or whatever, you immediately have all customer information, and it should sync up with whatever. If you're running email marketing or whatever, you have everything. Amazon, just to reiterate that, you really cannot, within their platform, get customer information. You can't contact them unless they contact you first. And even if they do, because there's a buyer-seller messaging platform within Seller Central, you usually cannot just respond, like you're not just typing whatever response you want. You're basically picking from a few different responses. And sometimes, especially if you're brand registered, you can, if they keep going back and forth, it becomes more of a chat. But you really, like Amazon's just protecting and trying to make the experience as uniform as possible. But the warranty, so the product insert card, going back to that, because once someone has your product, you really want to maximize their chances to find you again. And the reason a warranty typically is the best is when someone opens the product and sees a insert card, you really, they haven't experienced the product yet. So asking for a review or even, you know, asking them to contact you on social media or really asking for anything, they're not going to feel any, they don't feel any obligation because they haven't even seen your product yet. And so even if they do end up loving it, they're not going to have the card by that point because nobody's keeping these cards, right? They probably get a lot in a lot of different Amazon products. So especially if it's a higher ticket product, if you give them something that assures the safety of their product, protects their purchase, that is usually worth the 5 seconds it takes to submit their email and move on with actually using it. And one thing, you really want to wait until you have a decent amount of emails to start running email marketing. So 100 would be bare minimum. But once you do that, you can send people, you don't have to necessarily send them to Amazon if you have other selling channels. So at that point, you can offer discounts, let's say, on your website, and then you can just not pay the Amazon 15% referral and really try to maximize your brand by doing that. So that's like the overall strategy. What really helps as well is designing an instruction manual that looks nothing like the stock instruction manuals that your supplier will provide, because the instruction manuals they provide are written by Chinese people typically, and there's just a lot of times it gives you the facts, but it doesn't really have any branding. It doesn't really have any emotionality to it. So a good instruction manual will not only resonate in terms of, oh, this looks like the brand that I bought from, but it'll circumvent a lot of bad reviews, because most products that are poorly reviewed are simply the customer doesn't know how to use them. And if you aren't providing physical instruction manuals that are easy to read and really make sure that they understand, like, step by step, simple, you know, 10 maximum steps of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, add pictures if you can, that's gonna really help your review score and your overall operations. So those two things, and just knowing that the biggest thing that'll kill your listing, if you're getting sales, this is, if you're not getting sales, you don't even know necessarily the quality of your product. But if you're getting sales, it's going to kill your chances if all of a sudden your review score drops, because it's just such a simple metric that everyone's used to. There's typically a lot of good options that are in the 4s and the 4.5 range. And if you're not there, especially if you're below 4, you really will have to pay for so many sales, and it also helps your ranking as well. So seeing if you can get in touch with the customer and then making sure they know how to use your product are really the two keys of post-purchase.
Yeah, it's all a cycle, right? I think a lot of people put way too much emphasis on the post-purchase stuff. It's great. It's definitely an added bonus. But I think the main focus for people selling on Amazon should be on the Amazon platform and just getting sales, right? You can do as much as you want in the post-purchase experience and for the customer. Let's say you produce a crazy, you know, real sexy insert card. You know, you've got this, you know, 5-year warranty. If no one buys your product, no one's going to see your insert card. So focus on the front end first. Focus on the Amazon side and look at the post-purchase experience as a way to increase your overall brand value. But only, you should do it anyway, but definitely as a added benefit to you getting a bunch of sales on Amazon, because, you know, we're in this game to make money, and that's really what we want to do. So guys, if you listen to this podcast, you probably want to start your own private label business. We run the Amazon Accelerator 2.0, which is our flagship program. We offer unlimited one-to-one calls, something you will not see anywhere else in the entire Amazon education space. Unlimited calls for an entire year inside the Accelerator program. If you want to get involved and find out more about it, book a call. Link is in the description. And as always, we'll see you on the next episode.